This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington. The Venezuelan capital of Caracas lost power completely for a time Friday evening. Venezuela suffered its worst blackouts earlier this month and then another round of power outages that paralyzed commerce there this past week. Both the opposition and the government planned demonstrations on Saturday as they tried to resolve in a debilitating standoff in what was once Latin America's wealthiest country. Meantime, President Trump weighing in on Friday, calling Venezuela, in his words, a big fat mess on a day when other White House officials hinted that economic sanctions may be on the way. The U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a list of options, including economic sanctions, for dealing with the presence of Russian troops in Venezuela. The U.S. Special Envoy to Venezuela said it would be a mistake for Russia to think they have a free hand in Venezuela. President Trump is threatening to close the southern U.S. border within days if Mexico does not stop illegal immigration. Ed Donahue has the story.
The president wants Mexico to immediately shut down illegal immigration.
We're not going to give them hundreds of billions of dollars and tell them that they're not going to use their strong immigration laws to help the United States. So there's a very good likelihood that I'll be closing the border next week.
This could impact trade with Mexico. Speaking from Florida, the president also wants Democrats to change immigration laws.
We have the worst. We have the weakest, the most pathetic, the most laughed at immigration laws anywhere in the world. They're the Democrats' laws. And I got stuck with them.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says closing the border would be an unmitigated economic debacle that could threaten 5 million U.S. jobs. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And South Korea announced on Friday President Moon Jae-in will be traveling to the U.S. next month for a summit with President Trump here in Washington. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General William Barr said the Justice Department is preparing a redacted version of the special counsel's 400-page confidential report on the Russia investigation for Congress. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Attorney General William Barr plans to deliver to Congress a version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation by mid-April. Barr sent a letter to Senator Lindsey Graham and Congressman Gerald Nadler on Friday. Graham chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. Nadler chairs the House Judiciary Committee. In his letter, the Attorney General says he wants the public to be able to read Mueller's findings. Barr says the Mueller report is nearly 400 pages long. Mueller submitted his confidential report to Barr on Friday, March 22nd. Mike Gracia, Washington.
While Britain remains entangled in a promise to leave the European Union without a workable plan, the White House says President Trump is eager to cut a bilateral trade deal with the independent Britain. Hours after British lawmakers rejected a Brexit plan for a third time Friday, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton told reporters when Britain extricates or leaves the EU, the U.S. will be standing ready there waiting for them. President Trump emphasized with embattled Prime Minister, or sympathized, rather, Theresa May, who says the implications are grave.
It should be a matter of profound regret to every member of this House that once again we have been unable to support leaving the European Union in an orderly fashion.
Friday's vote came on the day Britain originally was scheduled to leave the EU. The European Council has called a meeting for April 10th. And for the first time, the United Nations Security Council has passed a resolution ordering members to enforce laws against financing terror. The resolution demands all states ensure that their laws and regulations clearly establish that the collection of funds for the terrorist groups is a serious criminal offense. It also calls for the creation of financial intelligence units. And Pope Francis issued a sweeping new sex abuse legislation for the Vatican on Friday that requires the immediate reporting of allegations to Vatican prosecutors. The mandatory reporting provision will limit and scope marks the first time the Holy See has put into law requirements for Catholic officials to report allegations of sex crimes to police or face the possibility of fines and jail time. Francis also issued a child protection guideline for Vatican City State and its youth seminary, acting after the global sex abuse scandal exploded last year. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.